Sonic1029.com podcast.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. Sonic1029.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Excuse me, just a moment, please. Hello.
Ow.
What? What's the problem, honey?
Hello.
Hello, this is Teddy Peterson. I have the strength of 20 men.
Tell me that I'm caller number, what is it, 9?
Yeah, you're caller 9. And you've just won an early morning dental emergency. What time can we expect you to swing by and pick that up?
Okay, obviously I'm not. Darn. Okay.
Because get here before 10, and I'll throw in the Teddy Peterson broken glasses special okay. at no charge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Now, see you before 10. Now, beat it.
Okay, sounds good.
What was the... No. Just a second.
Now, silence. Silence, I say. Forget you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming pant load of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
I don't understand for the life of me why you would treat one of our customers like that, Teddy Peterson.
Gas to go from Sonic 1029.
I was wondering if you were willing to put on your hat of wisdom today and help me answer a relationship question.
Oh, I love doing it. I love doling out the bad advice.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I was wondering, after how long after a breakup, is it possible to become friends again, if at all?
Well, every couple says that they're going to remain friends. But
they all do, and it never happens.
Because here's the problem. The girl, I think, really does want to be friends. But the guy will always look at you as an opportunity at the end of the night if his other plans don't go according to plan. Right?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know that any couple has successfully ever made the leap from intimate relationship to friendly relationship, and it's all the guy's fault. Again, it's like this. She is more capable of friendship than he is, and here's why. Because once you've given him a little something, that switch in his mind is thrown, and there's no turning that switch off. He's always going to want some of that, whereas for women, when they're finished with the sex part of the relationship, they're finished.
Podcast Sonic.
Hey, I got the funny story, but I have to be quick because I'm like pulling up to work right now.
Okay.
Okay. So I went on a 1-year anniversary relationship like thing to Jasper.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I got there, like got her 2-hour lessons, like the whole like meal deal, like hotel room with fireplace, 3 bedrooms. Like it was nice. Bought her brand new snowboards, boots, bindings, everything. So in the morning, go snowboarding. She goes on her 2-hour lessons. I go for Caesars, like pick her up after her 2-hour lessons. And then all of a sudden, some bigger lady comes up to us out of nowhere, like as we're standing in line to get a drink. And she says, "Every time I see you in line, you're with a different girl. What's going on?" And like this is right in front of my 1-year relationship girlfriend.
Oh.
So pretty much like pulls the pin on a grenade and hands it to me, and she's like, "Here, deal with this."
Wow.
Yep, so needless to say, and then, like, her only other comeback is, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get you in trouble," and walks away.
Wow.
Imagine how long of a ride that was from Jasper.
Somebody is angry about her weight problem.
Oh, man, I didn't even know what to do. Like, I was just like,
Why would you do that to somebody?
I don't know. It blew my mind. And my only retort was, "Every time I see you, you're with a different cheeseburger." I don't walk up to you and say that.
No, you didn't.
I did, because I didn't know what else to say.
Well, that's pretty solid, but that's the kind of thing you think of in the car as you're driving away.
I was just like, oh my God.
You actually did drop, you actually did say that to her.
Yeah, but I didn't know what else to say. Like, I couldn't recover.
Well, no, that's awesome. You just got yourself 15 Garner Andrews Show points.
Sweet.
Yeah. I admire your comeback, but I don't know what gets into a person that they would walk up to somebody, a stranger, and say something like that. Obviously, somebody is so miserable and unhappy in her life that she needs to bring everybody else down around her.
Oh, it was crazy.
I hope she choked on that cheeseburger.
I hope so too.
So, what's up with you and your girlfriend now?
Oh, we're done. Like, that was it was a really long trip back from Jasper.
Oh, you're kidding.
No,
she put a bullet in your relationship because she was angry at herself because she was eating again.
Oh, single-handedly.
Oh, I'm angry at this woman.
And the only thing I did that day was talk to a 40-year-old dude and a 40-year-old lady in line.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate this.
Give her.
Bye. Okay. Wow.
It's a podcast from Sonic 1029.
Hi, yeah, I was just calling to comment about that guy who said his girlfriend dumped him because the fat lady...
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that she dumped him just because of that. Because, you know, she didn't already have...
Yeah, there's... if you're going to get dumped over something a stranger said, I would agree. There's something... The boat is already,
behind it.
But I'm more angry about a person, the so-called fat lady in this story, that would walk up and pull that grenade. Why would you do that?
I don't know. And I agree with you on that one, for sure. For sure. You really got to be angry and just in life in general.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it happens. And you got, but for someone to get dumped just because of that?
Yeah, that tells me that maybe it was already, the writing was already on the wall. Yeah. And maybe that was the third strike.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
It's the Garner Andrews Show to go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, available for free at sonic1029.com.
Hi, Garner.
Hello.
So I get in my car at 7:45 this morning, and I'm in that state where it's why on earth did I try to take on the 3-liter spout fountain at the pint last night?
Oh, bit of a headache.
I'm in one of those not feeling so good, gotta go to work kind of thing, and then I turn on the radio and hear this story about Marmot Basin, and it sort of lifted my spirits a little bit. I had a good chuckle about it. I think that's hilarious.
Well, see, that story just made me sad and angry, but it made you happy.
It made me laugh.
Why?
I don't know. It was one of those little feel-good chuckles in that 7:45. It's funny. I think it's funny. It's I don't know.
This dude
just got caught up in whatever. It's this Days of Our Lives ski drama that just got unfolded on the Garner Andrews Show.
It is, and now I'm trying to track down
so
the other.
Hilarious.
I need to track down the other players, though.
We definitely need the other.
I want to talk to the girlfriend, and I want to talk to. What are we calling her?
Fat lady.
The fat lady.
This is Maury Povich gone Garner Andrews.
Oh, no.
Over radio. I think it's funny, though. It made me laugh. I had a good chuckle.
Oh, hearing my name and the name of Maury Povich in the same... Hearing my name and the name Maury Povich in the same sentence just made me...
Not a good thing.
I just died
a little bit.
A
good thing. Okay. Isn't he 85 years old? I'm not too sure.
Maury... No, I don't even have a problem.
He's a dinosaur.
Okay.
Okay, well, I just wanted to call and say thanks. I'm on my way to get a giant coffee and some Gatorade.
All right. What's your first name?
Cherise.
Cherise, have a good day, okay?
I love you too, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wow, I'm exhausted. Cherise probably just set off her airbag there. Wow. If that's hungover, Cherise, I don't know. What would a road trip be like with... Cherise after 10 hours of sleep and no drinking the night before. Crazy.
Gas to go from Sonic 1029.
I just wanted to weigh in on the whole Jasper story.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not defending the fat lady by any means because that was just rude what she did.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, you shouldn't be upset about it because if that is all it took for the relationship to break up, I'm really not thinking it would have survived anyway.
Yeah, I can kind of pick up what you're throwing down there. If it was my wife and I and we were standing in line somewhere and the fat lady came to us and said the same thing to me, I would probably be really angry at her for trying to sabotage my relationship. But
Totally. But
my wife would be, she wouldn't have a big deal. It wouldn't be a big deal for her.
Well, yeah, she'd be oh, so this is your thing, eh? And then we'd laugh about it.
Yeah.
Be like, ha, 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 all those other crappy girls in the past, or whatever.
Yeah, we'd laugh about it after I finished ramming that cheeseburger down her throat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, down the fat lady's throat, yeah.
Even if he's brought another woman there in the past, you think he could have cleared it up with her by saying, like, you know, I have, like, been here with other girls before, but, you know, I've never gone, like, to such extent, because you are my soulmate. Like, you're the one I want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
See, like, I think he could have done more. And I'm not saying he totally dropped the ball or whatever. I'm just saying, like, he shouldn't think that this fat lady ruined it all. I don't think she did. I think that the relationship wasn't as, like, packed as he thought it might have been.
It's Gas to Go from Sonic 1029.
Hi, I have a girl. I'm the girl from the other side.
What?
I'm a player.
You're one of the... Are you the girlfriend or are you the fat lady?
Girlfriend.
You are the ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when... Let me just quickly reset. You and your ex-boyfriend went to Jasper, right, for the weekend? It was
no.
your... What?
No, it was something else.
Are we talking about the same story here?
Maybe.
Are you the girl that we've been talking about this morning?
No.
Okay, what's your story then? This is confusing me.
Oh, my fiance, my ex.
Uh-huh.
When he broke up with me a month before the wedding, I took a break from him or whatever, and then we went back out with each other for just a little while. But when I was going to break up with him, but then he was going to go to Australia. And so I went with him to Australia, and then the day we got back, I broke up with him.
You and your fiancé split up. You got back together again. He said, I want to take you to Australia.
Yeah.
He takes you to Australia. The day you get back, you break up with him because you got what you wanted, a free trip to the other side of the world.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I thought, he hurt me and I thought it was really rude. I thought, you know, my intentions, I guess, weren't. Like to break up with him the day after, but I was like in Africa. I was like, no, this isn't gonna work out. And so when I look back, I'm like, wow, that was really rude.
Blame it on the jet lag.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I was really tired.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna hang up on you because that was officially the most disappointing phone call I could have received. Morning. And don't take that personally. I really thought that we had found the girlfriend or the fat lady. From the Jasper story this morning.
The Garner Andrew Show to go.
Bryce Kelly is in the studio. Hang on a second here.
Stop, collaborate, and listen. Bryce is back with your morning edition. Might be boring, hell, I don't know. Here's Bryce on the Garner Andrew Show. Bryce, baby.
Yeah, I love this. Everybody.
Bryce, baby.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
$82,000 that cost me, but it was worth every penny.
That thing has been collecting dust for several months.
BK, I need to talk to you about something here.
What's
something
that
I find very, very puzzling. there's another radio station in this building.
There is, just down the hall.
Called World FM.
It's right there.
Good group of people over there. And there's the guy that works the all-night show over there. I see him outside quite often, hacking a butt, having a cigarette at like 4:30 when I come wheeling into the parking lot. But he's always talking on the phone.
At what time?
4:30 in the morning. And I'm always like, who the hell is he talking to at 4:30 in the morning?
And that's then, bizarre.
Yeah, and then quite often I'll be pulling into the TH drive through in the park, and there's like cabs just sitting in there.
Yeah, they just sit around in parking lots waiting for calls.
And they're talking on their phones. Who are they talking to? It's 17 minutes after 4. I'm in the Tim Hortons parking lot, and you're jawing away on your phone.
Good question.
Yeah, but this morning I saw the guy that we work with here, and a nice guy. I don't want to make it sound like I'm making fun of him, but he came wheeling down the hallway at like 5:15. Talking on his cell phone, and he walked right into the men's room, which is just off the kitchen. And I'm in the kitchen heating up a coffee, and I could hear the conversation going on the whole time he was in the can.
Oh, the bathroom chat.
Yeah, the bathroom chat. Who does that?
I can't stand it. I know some girls that do that, but if I knew one of my friends was chatting, you know, we're having a conversation, I can hear him peeing, melting the ice in a trough somewhere.
I would hang up.
I'd hang up.
Yeah.
I hang up. I say, I'll call you back in a couple minutes.
Yeah. Interesting. This is also the same guy that calls me Chris.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't know what to think. He's so friendly. Every morning he sees me and I should just ask him who he's talking to and why he calls me Chris.
That's a good point. I mean, if I called somebody at 4:30 in the morning, I'm pretty sure I'd get beaten up.
I love the way, too, that I'm too much of a coward to confront him with this or even have him hear me talking about this. Right before we went on the air, I said, Bryce, run down the hallway, look into the World FM control room and make sure he's in that soundproof room and not hearing what we're talking about.
I still want him to figure out your real name by you winning Employee of the Month in front of everyone.
No, I think I would be disappointed if the Chris thing came to an end. I kind of find it funny for some reason.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
Chris, how you doing? I'm awesome.
The Garner Ramsey Show podcast.
Yeah, I had something to talk to Garner about, the telephone bathroom conversation.
Well, this is Garner. Who's this?
This is Sean.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, they're a guy I work with here. Not only is he on the phone at like 4:30 in the morning, and I can't figure out who he'd be talking to, but he talks on the phone while he's standing at the urinal.
You know, and I think that is okay in certain circumstances.
Like when?
Well, I think it's proportional to how well you know the person on the other end. Like, if I'm talking to my brother in Calgary, who used to spit in my mouth when I was a kid, I will absolutely go into the can, do the whole business, and talk to him on the phone, front to back, flush the whole thing, doesn't matter.
Will you do a number one and a number two like that, or is that strictly...
I'll do the whole thing, absolutely. It doesn't matter with him. But, yeah. You know, if it's a casual acquaintance, then I'll be a little more discreet, or I won't do it at all.
Yeah, but it must get to the point where... and I don't want to get all scatological here, but when you're sitting down and you're talking on the phone and you're doing... number two, every now and again, do you have to do that thing? Hang on a second. I got to set the phone down.
Well, yeah, you have to be pretty, you've got to have some dexterity to make that work for sure.
Yeah. Or maybe that's what Bluetooth is for.
Well, that's something to look into for sure. Just
except for we'll come up with a new one. We'll come up with a new one here at Garner Andrews Show Industries and we'll call it Brown Tooth.
Oh, I think there's a feature in that. You go on Dragon's Den with that stuff.
Hang on a second. Oh, I just got canceled.
That'll do it.
Gas to go. Sonic.
I saw the things you cannot look cool doing. Perfect example.
What did you see?
My wife and I took the kids to Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
They have that ride with the cars on the tracks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was some clown on his cell phone not paying attention and held up the entire ride.
Oh, no. Was he riding with his kid?
No, he was by himself. I took pictures of it.
Guys, yeah, what is that called? No, it's the Cars one. It's based on the movie Cars.
No, it's like the future in the future area where you just get to drive. The kids get to drive a little car on a track.
Right. Yeah, I did that. Yeah. Okay. No, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, and the car just goes on its own, but the kid feels like he's driving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't push on the pedal because he was talking on his cell phone and he had a lineup of kids behind him.
Oh, no.
Awesome.
I went skating the other afternoon. It was kind of cold out, so I went skating indoors at Confederation. And there's a guy skating there. The whole hour I was there skating, this guy was doing laps by himself talking on a cell phone.
That is excellent. You might as well be in the bathroom.
Yeah. speaking of that. Did you hear about my blockbuster idea? The headset for talking on the phone while you're on the can, Brown Tooth.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
And classy, too.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go. Like, get the hell out of here.